We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Mishnah Chaf Sif Vav. Says the Mechaber, Mutter Lischod Limonis. It is permissible to squeeze lemons. The Mishnah Berurah explains, why is it permissible to squeeze lemons? This falls into the category of Shar Peirus that we saw earlier, that third category. You are allowed to squeeze, since it is not squeezed in order to drink the juice. Says the Mishnah Berurah, they squeeze the lemon juice out of the lemons in order to make the food taste better, and that is permissible. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Menga Olam is Lahakel, even on squeezing lemon juice into sugar water. Why is that permissible? We saw you can only squeeze it into food and not into a liquid. So says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe they assume that it is only prohibited to squeeze out the juice when you are going to be drinking it on its own and not with another liquid. Or another possibility, says the Mishnah Berurah, is that it is only prohibited when you squeeze out the liquid and then you pour it into something else. However, if you squeeze the liquid directly into another liquid, maybe that would be permissible. Either way, says the Mishnah Berurah, nowadays we definitely squeeze lemon juice for the juice itself, as often we'll squeeze the juice into something and then pour it into something else. So says the Mishnah Berurah, it would appear that it would be prohibited to squeeze lemons nowadays, unless you squeezed it directly into sugar or something of that nature, directly into food, which we already saw would be permissible. The Chazon Ish says that even this would be prohibited if you were then going to take that sugar with the lemon juice in it and put it into another liquid. Since you know that you are planning it on putting it into another liquid, it is going to be prohibited in the first place as well. Asif Zion. Liskot Kivashim, Perish Perish, Amina Yirakos, Hamunachim, Bechomet, Umel, Kadesha, Lo Yirkavu, Ushlakos. If one has either something which has been pickled, such as a pickle, or one has vegetables which were soaked in water, if you want to squeeze those out, im legufam, if you're squeezing the liquid out because there's too much liquid in the kvashim or the shlakos, the pickle has too much juice in it, or these vegetables have too much liquid in it, so if you're squeezing it out for the purpose of improving the food, then that is permissible. She'eino tzarech l'mayim ve'eino sochlem l'takon l'achil, because you don't really need the liquid that is coming out. That is not called the malacha of schita. Afilu sochet l'soch ka'ara she'en ba'ochel. Even if you were squeezing the liquid out into a bowl, since you don't really want the liquid, that is not called schita, and therefore it is mutter. Vim tzarech l'memehen, however, if you want the liquid that is coming out of the pickles, mutter l'schot l'toch k'deir she'esh ba'ochel, you can squeeze it out into food, as we already saw that to be the case. Avol l'mein ba'ochel, aser. However, if there is no food in the bowl, you cannot squeeze the juice, the liquid, into an empty bowl, because since you want the liquid, it would be just like tusim v'rimonim, says the Mishnah Berurah, it would fall into that second category, which is prohibited to squeeze. We already saw that Rabbeinu Chananel is machmir and says that even squeezing into food is going to be prohibited. And we said that ha-machmir tavo ala bracha, and therefore it would be best to be machmir in a case of a doraisa such as grapes and olives, but other fruits, one would be able to be makil against this Rabbeinu Chananel. This same heter of kvashim and shlakos would seem to apply to any food that has too much oil in it as well. And therefore, if one has lakshin kugel or potato kugel, which is soaked up with oil, one would be allowed to squeeze out that oil from the food, and it would not be prohibited mishum schita, since you're not squeezing it for the oil, you're squeezing it in order to make the food taste better.